Good morning, this is World Update. I'm Peter Dobby here in London. Still to come, we'll be live in Pakistan to hear the latest news on that bomb attack in Islamabad. The threat of drought and starvation is once again threatening the people of Ethiopia. And the man who took fashion to the masses and put women in trouser suits has died at the age of 71. First, the news.
BBC News with Gaynor Howells. The authorities in Pakistan say at least four people have been killed and six others injured in an explosion outside the Danish embassy in the capital, Islamabad. Security officials believe the explosion was caused by a car bomb. There have been demonstrations against Denmark in Islamabad in the past over the reprinting of controversial cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad in Danish newspapers. Afghan security forces under attack from the Taliban in northwest Afghanistan have called in air support from NATO's International Security Assistance Force, ISAF. An ISAF spokesman said 10 insurgents were known to have died. One of the legendary figures of 20th century fashion, Yves Saint Laurent, has died in Paris at the age of 71. The designer redefined the clothes Western women wore in the 1960s and 1970s, reflecting and encouraging their growing sense of sexual confidence and power. The United Nations Security Council begins a mission to Africa today to look firsthand at the continent's wars and how they might be ended. The mission is due to have its first discussions with the government of Somalia and its opponents, but for security reasons, these will be held in neighbouring Djibouti. Australia has strongly condemned the presence of the Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe at the World Food Summit in Rome. The Australian Foreign Minister Stephen Smith said it was obscene that Mr. Mugabe should attend a conference on food security after, as he put it, presiding over the starvation of his own people. Foreign aid agencies in Burma say that some 250,000 people still haven't received any help a month after parts of the country were devastated by a cyclone. A BBC correspondent who spent the past week in Burma found growing anger with the military government. The Council of Europe's Human Rights Commissioner is urging the British Prime Minister, Gordon Brown, to rethink his plans to allow police to detain terrorism suspects without charge for up to 42 days. BBC News.
This is World Update with me, Peter Dobby. Our top story, the story we're tracking for you on the World Service. The authorities in Pakistan say at least four people have been killed and six others were injured in an explosion outside the Danish embassy in the capital city, Islamabad. Now, the blast partially damaged the compound wall of the embassy and it's left a big crater in the road. Live now to Islamabad, we'll talk to Asim Mukhtar, who works close to the building, close to the Danish embassy. Asim Mukhtar, can you just take us through what you heard or what you saw?
Actually, the thing is that my office is around 200 meters away from the explosion site, and I was sitting in front of a window. I was sitting on the first floor of my office, and my window is in the direction of the place where the bomb has exploded. And I felt so much air pressure. It was like a huge air wave which hit me in the back of my head. And I felt like I stuck between two high-speed moving cars or trains, and the pressure was so immense at that time. My door was half open at that time, and it just slammed shut again, and everything has started moving, and I wonder what was... The only thing which was amazing here that at the same place I was sitting around 1 year ago, and I heard a noise, a sound from the Marriott bomb explode, which has exploded in the Marriott hotel. But this time I didn't hear any of the sound, but only the pressure. And I wondered, I just felt like that something had exploded downstairs, because the air pressure was so immense. I didn't hear any sound, then I moved and ran towards the downstairs, and then somebody told me that it might be the explosion. And then we moved, ran towards the roof, and then we saw black smoke coming out of that place.
Okay, we will leave it there. Asim Mukhtar, many thanks. Well, as we've been hearing, the big blast just outside the embassy building, the Danish embassy building in Islamabad. No official word or confirmation yet, but it does appear to have been a bomb attack. The engine from inside one of the vehicles has been thrown about 20 feet, and there is a crater several feet deep in the ground. Zahid Hussain is the senior editor at Pakistan's Newsline magazine. Zahid Hussain, thanks for coming on to World Update. What's the latest information you have on this incident?
Well, actually, it is certainly a suicide bomb attack targeting the Danish embassy. It happened in the high security upmarket district of Islamabad. The car which carried out the attack was apparently was carrying a diplomatic car plate, number plate. So, which means that that's one of the reasons why it was allowed to get into the parking lot. Well, actually, the officials suspecting that it's the Danish embassy was targeted because of the cartoon controversy. We have seen in the past that even Al-Qaeda video tapes, which have been released recently, had all warned against this. So, so basically, it was a kind of attack which was very much expected. And the security around that area has been strengthened. But nevertheless, actually, this could be seen as a security lapse because every car should have been.